The BBC presents The Overcoat, a radio play by Joan Littlewood, based on Constance Garnett's translation of the original short story by Nikolai Gogol, with sound and music by Roberto Gerard. The Overcoat.
Chance of the fog lifting?
It's a bit clearer up the road. A real Petersburg fog, eh?
It is, isn't it?
Good night.
Good night, Irina.
Good night.
You're going, can't you? You've just walked right through me. Didn't you hear me rattling my chain? You want the whole roadway to yourself?
Oh, dear, 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 dear.
You needn't stand there shivering and sighing. Just be a bit more careful in future, that's all. Terrible night, isn't it?
Indeed, it is terrible.
Are you a stranger around here?
Oh, no, no, indeed, no. I've been here, let me see, 99 years.
Oh, you must be the chap with the queer name. Now, what is it?
Akaki Arkakievich Bashmachkin. At least that was my name when I was alive, you know.
Ah, I've heard about you. Something to do with overcoats?
Yes, that's right. But I'm quite lost at this ghost business. You see, I was born, as you might say, in a government office, and, well, there I remained for the rest of my life.
Well, how did you manage to become a ghost? You weren't murdered or anything like that, were you?
Oh, no, no, indeed, no, nothing like that.
Then how did it happen?
Well, I'll try to piece it together for you. It's all rather like a torn manuscript, so difficult to transcribe. That was my work, you know. I made copies of official documents. In fact, I was actually known as a perpetual titular counselor in a government office, of course, as I said before. I really loved my work. The smooth white sheets of government paper. The joy of starting a new clean page. The easy flow of the quill pen. Yes, the round upright letters, too. Each night I went to bed happy and contented, wondering what God would send me to copy on the morrow. For, you know, God was good to me. He gave me a salary of 400 rubles to provide for my wants.
Well, you couldn't have had many wants, old chap.
Oh, no, indeed I hadn't. I was contented. But alas, calamities fall upon us poor titular councillors, just as they do upon the more important privy councillors, and even upon court councillors. The other clerks in my department were in the habit of making jokes about my old overcoat. And really, you know, though I admit it was a little threadbare, still. Please, would you mind taking your elbow off my work, friend Yeroshkin?
My elbow? Oh, fancy that. Was it on your work? Oh, what a shame. Oh, dear, dear, there goes your ink all over your work, too. Oh, dear, dear, is it spoiled? Oh, no, surely not. No, don't say a word, not a word, my friend. There. Now, isn't that better? Now, let me wipe it off your coat with this paper.
Oh, no, no. Oh, dear me, please mind. Don't touch that, I implore you. It's a manuscript which I've just completed for His Excellency the Director. Oh, please, please.
There,
oh,
now. Oh. Good job it wasn't that other coat of yours, eh?
Oh, please leave me alone. Why do you torment me like this?
Oh, let him be. Come on. Better be careful or we'll have his landlady after us.
Say, Akaki, where did you rake up that old dressing gown of yours? Hmm?
That's not a dressing gown, my dear sir. That is an overcoat.
Really? You don't say.
Yes, his landlady gives him her old clothes to patch
it. Oh, please, gentlemen, please.
Don't disturb yourself, Akaki. I'll prove to him that it's an overcoat. Now, just wait.
Why do you all mock me like this?
They're only joking, Akaki. Now, don't let them bother you.
Yes, but I...
See? Now, here it is. Look for yourself. The sleeves are intact. occasional buttons, etc. Well, surely it must be an overcoat.
Why, so it is. Well, I'm blessed. Yes, it really has been an overcoat. This rag at some time during an early age in the history of mankind has been honored by the name of overcoat. Well, gentlemen, what offers have I for this ancient specimen of patchwork craft? Now, come on, gentlemen, a genuine antique relic dating back to the Neolithic age. How much, eh? Come on.
There's the bell.
Oh, at last.
Come on. Another day. Give another.
There. They've stamped all over it.
Whew, it is dusty. Yes, I really believe they're right. It certainly does seem a bit worn. Oh, but I don't know. It is rather thin on the shoulders here. I must say I've noticed it myself on frosty mornings. Yes, I have, and I'm getting a bit too old now to run all the way to work. Oh, and the lining seems to be coming through here. Well, coats aren't made the same these days. You can't expect them to last so long as they used to. Oh, dear, this is a nuisance. I'm afraid I'll have to have it patched. What do you think, Maria Ivanovna? Do you think it's very thin there?
Do you want me to tell you what I think?
Why, yes.
Well, Akaky Akakievich, every time you enter my door wearing that overcoat, I blush for shame.
Oh.
Yes, I do. People will think I've got a tramp for a lodger. Ever since I've known you, you've had the same boots, the same trousers, the same hat, and the same old overcoat. Those clothes are green with age, Akaky Akakievich. Why don't you take more pride in yourself?
Oh, but really...
And another thing. Do you ever go and meet anyone to have a drink or a friendly chat? No. You sit up there in your cold room in the candlelight, copying out your old papers. You just work and work, and then you go to bed.
But the papers must be copied, Maria Ivanovna. Oh, dear, I didn't realize that my clothes looked so bad. Perhaps you're right about the overcoat. I suppose it will have to be patched after all.
Of course it'll have to be patched. Take it to Petrovich and see what he can do with it.
Yes, I think I will go to Petrovich. Yes, I'll go now, this minute. Now, going in through the eye of the needle, I tell you. Oh, you wear me out, you heathen. Now, if you don't go in this time...
Who's that?
It's only me, Akaky Akakievich Bashmashkin.
Oh, come in. Well?
Well, it's like this, Petrovich. It's, you see, it's the overcoat. I mean, it's the cloth. You see, everywhere else, it's quite strong. I'm afraid it's a little dusty, and I suppose it looks as though it were old, but really, it's quite new. You see, it's only gone in one place, just a little, here on the back, and well, it's rather worn on one shoulder, this one, do you see? That's all it is. It isn't very much work, is it?
And let's have a look at it. Oh, no. Oh, dear, no. No, I'm afraid... No, no, no. No, Akaky Akakievich. It can't be repaired. If I were to touch it with a needle, it would give way.
Oh, let it give way, Petrovich. Let it give way. But please, please put a patch on
it. I tell you, there's nothing for a patch to hold on to. The thing's no good at all. You'd far better make leg wrappings out of it for the cold weather. What you need is a new overcoat.
A new overcoat, Petrovich? Did you say a new overcoat?
Certainly.
Oh, a new overcoat. Fancy that. Fancy that now. And how much, Petrovich, how much would...
You mean, what will it cost?
Yes.
Oh, about 150 rubles.
150 rubles? 150 rubles for an overcoat?
Yes, about that. Of course, we'd have to economize. If I were to put Martin on the collar and give it a hood with silk lining, it would come to nearly 200.
Oh, Petrovich, Petrovich, please do repair it somehow so that it will last a little longer, please.
Impossible. The material's absolutely done. But listen, I'll tell you what I'll do for you. Just as a special favour, I'll make you a beautiful new overcoat at next to nothing. And you can rely on me to make it good and strong, you know that.
And
the price? Well, What about 80 rubles?
80 rubles? Well, well, I never thought it would come to this. A new overcoat. Oh, dear, dear.
80 rubles, did you say, Petrovich?
That's right, and very cheap at the price.
But, Petrovich, where could I find so much money? There are the kopecks which I've been saving for the last 8 years, but I'm afraid they only amount to about 25 rubles. And then, of course, there's my bonus, but it's needed for other things. Oh, dear, what am I to do? I suppose I must give up burning candles in the evenings, that's all. Yes, and I must wear my linen a week longer. That would help. Of course, it will take a long time, but I shall probably be able to manage it, Petrovich. Yes, I think perhaps I can manage it.
Good. And I'll make you the finest overcoat in the government service. The finest in all Russia. Oh, no, just the place for the cloth. And for the lining, we'll use calico. It's far better than silk and looks just as good. For the collar, we'll have cat fur. The best in the shop. In the distance, you can't tell the difference between cat fur and martin.
But please, Petrovich, it won't be
worry your head about that, Akaki. You leave everything to me. Good night, Akaki Akakievich. Good night.
Good night. After that, Petrovich and I talked about the overcoat for weeks and weeks.
Oh, you did, eh?
We discussed the cloth, the style, the cut, and even the buttonholes. I remember I used to lie awake night after night wondering how I could cut my expenses still further. When I needed a candle, I crept into Maria Ivanovna's room and used hers. I trod lightly and carefully as I walked the streets to and from my work so that the flagstones and cobbles should not wear my shoes. And really, to tell you the truth, I did find it rather hard to get used to those privations. But after a while, I got quite accustomed to being hungry in the evenings. Though, of course, I was consoled by the thought of my future overcoat.
Oh, of course, yes.
It was always in my thoughts. It filled my life. It was almost as if I were to be married. As if I were no longer alone. Petrovich was busy on it for nearly 7 weeks. There were a great number of buttonholes, you know, otherwise it would have been ready much sooner. But at last, one frosty, chilly morning, the overcoat arrived. It was the happiest, proudest day of my life. My heart nearly stopped beating when I saw it. Petrovich handed it to me with a look of triumph in his eyes. We neither of us spoke, and he held it up in both hands, so that I might see the full beauty of it. Then, when he helped me on with it, how its warmth spread across my shoulders. It fell in fine, rich folds about me, and the collar. Shall I ever forget it? When I stepped out into the street in it, my heart was bursting with joy.
Good morning.
Morning, everybody.
Morning.
Gentlemen. Gentlemen. Akaki Akakievich has got a new overcoat.
Now?
Yes. Yes. I've just seen him coming up the stairs. And he was actually singing to himself.
No, I don't mean that. No.
Listen, here he comes now.
Good morning, Akaki Akakievich.
Good morning. Good morning.
Where did you get
it? A marvelous
look at the counselor.
Makes you a very daring around in the department.
Oh, well, I really am very glad you all...
Are you going to sprinkle it, Akaki?
Sprinkle it?
Yes, drinks all round. Or what about a supper at your place to celebrate?
Well, I don't think... You see, I can't quite
Oh,
manage.
Never mind, Akaki. I'll give the party instead. You're all invited to supper at my place this evening. How does that suit you, Akaki?
Oh, good.
Thank
good.
You, Fyodor. Thank you. But I'm afraid
Now, don't say that
I...
you can't come. You don't have a new overcoat every day of the week, you know. Your overcoat is the most important thing that has ever happened here.
Well, I suppose I...
Akaki Akakievich is coming to the party.
Oh, no. By the way, Akaki, what happened to the old dressing gown? Have you buried it?
No. He brushed it and it decomposed.
Requiescat in pace.
Now, don't you forget to come tonight, Akaki. You're the guest of honor, you know. Here's the address, 42 Nevsky Prospect.
See you this evening.
We'll have a grand time.
Supposing you get back to your desks, gentlemen.
Excuse me, please, but can you tell me the way to 42 Nevsky Prospect?
You're standing outside it now.
Eh? Oh, yes, so I am.
Akaki Akakievich, welcome. Come on inside. Ladies and gentlemen, here is our guest of honor, Akaki Akakievich.
Good evening, Akaki Akakievich. I've heard so much about your overcoat. Do introduce me to it.
Really, I thank you very much. This is it.
We've left a chair for it at the end of the table so that we can admire it all the evening.
Can I get you anything, Akaki?
What about a drop of champagne, Akaki?
Oh, no, thank you.
Come on, just a sip. It'll do you good. Drive the cold out of your bones.
Yes, you must have something. Well, only a very small glass, then, please.
Just make yourself at home, Akaki.
And now, let's drink a toast to Akaki's overcoat. Yes. Come on, champagne, all round. Now, who's going to propose the toast?
Well, Dmitri can talk better than anyone. Let him do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, let us drink to the most glorious specimen of the tailor's art that ever graced the third department. Raise your glasses. Here's to the new overcoat, which has brought fame and fortune to its lord and master, Akaki Akakievich. Long may it uphold the glorious name of overcoats.
Speech!
Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Have some more champagne, Akaki.
Oh, no, thank you. I've had two glasses already, you know. Really, Fyodor, I think I might say I've never been so happy in all my life. It really is.
That's right, old chap. You just enjoy yourself. Come on, another glass. It won't hurt you.
Oh, very well, then. All right, Fyodor, just one more sip.
How about giving us a song, Alexis?
Yes, right, a song.
Give us something with no joy.
Through the wood the pathway wound, there a jackdaw hopped around. Allie-o-lee, Allie-o skipped around, Allie-o-lee, Allie-o tripped around. In her wake a falcon sped, quickly seized her as she fled. Allie-o-lee, how he sped as she fled, seized her right wing as she flew by the glossy feather blue.
Allie-o-lee,
Allie-o as you go, Allie-o-lee, Allie-o bright and blue. Stop, oh jackal, do not be, wicked falcon, let her be.
Falcon sped, quickly seized her, she fled. Oh, look at the stars. What a night. What a night. Here's to my new overcoat, which has brought fame and fortune to its lord and master, Akaki Akakievich. Indeed it has. Yes, a glorious specimen of the tailor's art, they called it. Yes, yes indeed. What a wonderful evening it is. Ah, beautiful air. Beautiful, fresh, clean air. Good night.
Good night.
I wonder what time it is. I really don't know what time it could be. What a day. My overcoat this morning, such a long time ago it seems. And it really is a marvelous overcoat. If only Petrovich could have seen how they admired you, my puppet. He would have been proud. Yes, how he would have strutted and stroked his moustache. Oh, he would have been proud. Midnight. Good gracious. I don't think I've ever been out so late in all my life.
Dear me, I must hurry. Yes.
Really, I do begin to feel a little tired.
I don't seem to recognize this part of the town at all. It's very dark and deserted. Doesn't seem to be a street lamp anywhere. Whew, what an enormous square. Why, I can hardly see the houses on the other side. I don't quite like this. Whew, I don't like being out so late. I don't like it at all. In the wake of Vulcan's bed, quickly seized her as she fled.
Quick now. Get him. Anything in his pockets?
Not a thing.
Grab his overcoat, then. That's it. Come on. He's all right.
Such a thing, Akaki. Never in all the time I've lived in Petersburg. Stealing your overcoat like that. You'll go straight to the police superintendent. Never mind about the local constable. You'll go straight to the police superintendent.
Please, can I see the superintendent?
The superintendent is still asleep.
Please, can I see the superintendent?
The superintendent has just gone out.
Can I see the superintendent?
The superintendent is having lunch.
It's no use going to the superintendent. He can't do a thing. If I were you, I'd appeal to some person of consequence. A person of consequence, by writing and getting into communication with the proper authorities, can push the thing through successfully.
Try General Chatukutsky, but you'll have to use plenty of tact. For he's only lately become a person of consequence. Until quite recently, he was a person of no consequence at all.
As a matter of fact, Akaki, his position even now is not to be reckoned of consequence in comparison with others of still greater consequence.
And Akaki, mind you address him as Your Excellency.
Yes, Your Excellency. I was struck down and robbed. It was a perfectly new overcoat, Your Excellency. It was the first time I had worn it. I thought perhaps... You could...
And what next, may I ask? To whom do you imagine you are addressing yourself? You should have handed in a petition at the office. It would then have gone to the head clerk of the room, and thence to the head clerk of the section. After that, it would have been handed to my secretary, and my secretary would have brought it to me.
Yes, but, Your Excellency, I ventured to trouble you because, well, really, you can't always depend on the secretary bringing...
What? Where did you get hold of that spirit, eh? Where did you pick up ideas like that, I should like to know? Absolute insubordination. Do you realize whom you are talking to? Do you realize who I am? Answer me! Do you understand what my position is? Do you not... Huh?
Yes, Your Excellency?
Take him away. He's fainted.
Yes, Your Excellency.
Has Akaki Akakievich finished copying the Treasury document yet?
No, sir. He hasn't been here since last Friday.
Not been here? Why not? Is he taking a holiday or retiring or something?
No, sir. He's dead.
Well, why wasn't I notified sooner? That Treasury document is urgent.
And so I died. That was 99 years ago, and ever since I've haunted the spot where I was robbed. More through force of habit, I think, than anything else. But one night, many, many years ago, I did meet the person of consequence face to face on this very spot. Before he had time to speak, I had gripped hold of him and torn his overcoat off his back. From that time on, I ceased to trouble people. And that, I think, is really the whole of my story.
That was The Overcoat, a radio play by Joan Littlewood, based on Constance Garnett's translation of the original short story by Nikolai Gogol. Sound and music were by Roberto Gerard, and production for the BBC by Charles Lefeu.